Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Monday, August 17th, 2020. I'm Tom Merritt. ZTE announced that its Axon 20 5G phone will have an under-display selfie camera, meaning no notch or punch hole. Oppo has shown a prototype of an underscreen camera on its phones, but this would be the first mass-produced model. ZTE did not release more official specs on the phone. The Axon 20 5G launches September 1st. Apple expanded its program to provide parts and training to independent repair shops for non-warranty repairs to include Macs. Previously, Apple only authorized shops to repair iPhones or repairs covered by warranty. The U.S. Department of Commerce announced new restrictions on selling chips to Huawei, closing some loopholes. Off-the-shelf designs from third-party design houses will now require a license. It also expanded the definition of when a license is needed to include when Huawei is acting, quote, as a purchaser, intermediate consignee, ultimate consignee, or end user. Also, 38 Huawei affiliates in 21 countries were added to the list affected by the restrictions, bringing the total to 152 affiliates. Google wrote an open letter arguing against proposed rules from Australia's Competition and Consumer Commission. Those proposed rules would require Google and Facebook to negotiate payments for carrying news stories in all search results. In the letter, the rules require Google to give publishers information that Google argues would give them an unfair advantage in search results. Google also implies that user data it is required to give to publishers might be at risk once it's out of Google's control. And the letter warns that the rules put, quote, free services at risk. The letter is being shown as a pop-up to Australian users searching on Google. Public comments on the proposed rules ends August 28th. The President of the United States issued an executive order Friday giving ByteDance 90 days to sell or spin off TikTok in the U.S. A previous order would have blocked all transactions with ByteDance by U.S. companies if TikTok had not been sold by September 20th. The new date is November 12th and includes a requirement to destroy all U.S. user data after a sale. Users of Instagram Friday started seeing a list of new messaging features, including a way to chat with users on Facebook. The update did add a colorful redesign, swipe to reply, more emoji reactions, and changed the DM icon to the Facebook Messenger logo. However, actual cross-platform chat does not yet appear to be enabled. Canada and Germany have launched separate antitrust investigations into Amazon related to third-party sellers. Canada is looking at how Amazon policies affect pricing and availability of products off Amazon, how they encourage use of Amazon services like fulfillment or advertising, and whether Amazon favors its own competing products for sale. Germany's investigation is focused on how Amazon affects the prices sellers set. India restored 4G mobile service in two districts of Kashmir. India says it is a trial restoration while it observes the effect on law and order. India had cut off all internet in Kashmir last August until a court ordered it restored in January, but only fixed line and 2G service was made available until now. Construction is finished on the first two-story house to be made using Europe's largest 3D printer. a cement printer called BOD2 from a company called Cobod, printed for a total of 15 non-consecutive days on site. Belgian company Camp C began construction of the printer last November. BOD2 was fully autonomous, needing one person to monitor progress while printing. The U.S. executive order against Tencent's WeChat has affected the stock price of Africa's largest and most valuable public traded company, internet and gaming company Naspers. Naspers owns 31% of Tencent and is a key stock in the Johannesburg Stock Index. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. You can find show notes and links to all the headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.